For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mig Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Gina from Yelma's. Gina, are you there?
I am.
Gina, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Oh, come on.
Let's go, Gina, because if you beat Migs with some of those answers yesterday from the cheat sheet, you could win some candy and a super sexy Hooters pick. How does that sound?
I love it. Last time I beat Mix, I got a gold medal.
Well, why don't we just rub it in?
Woohoo! All right.
You know.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right. Fine. Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Gina has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Election Day lands on what day of the week this year?
Wednesday?
No.
Tuesday.
Correct. Tuesday. In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's best fish friend?
Sebastian.
No.
Oh, no idea.
Pass?
Yeah.
According to Google, what is considered the weakest bone in the human body?
Weakest bone. Pass.
In Rugrats, what is the name of Angelica's doll?
Yeah.
Correct. Who is the only quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl?
Don't ask me football questions.
Pass. What female singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last four decades? Correct. What is the national animal of India? Oh.
Elephant.
No.
Oh. Camel.
No.
No idea.
Pass.
We'll go back to the other one, collarbone.
Yes. You got that one. Gina, you got four correct.
Horrible.
You know what? Thank goodness for that cheat sheet, though, because three out of those four were on it.
I know.
I kind of feel like he won't get those correct, though. And we know Steve doesn't listen to the men's room at 5:40.
No.
Because that would be
so
cheating on your part. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Election Day lands on what day of the week this year?
Tuesday.
You know it. In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's best fish friend?
Oh, crap. Sebastian.
No.
Oh. Then I don't know. About Nemo.
No.
Flipper.
No. According to Google, what is considered the weakest bone in the human body?
The weakest bone? I'm going to go with the fingers.
No.
The tibula.
No.
The collarbone.
Yes. In Rugrats, what is the name of Angelica's doll?
Dolly.
No.
Chucky.
No.
Barbie.
No. Who was the only quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl?
Tom Brady?
Correct. What female singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last four decades?
That's in a four decade. Madonna?
No.
Mariah Carey?
Oh my gosh, yes. What is the national animal of India?
National animal of India. A goat?
No.
A sheep?
No.
A chicken?
No. What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Yes. Oh, and with that, Steve, man, you are such a good guesser.
What are you talking about?
So mad.
Some of this is just pure brain power.
Well, you got five correct with that pure brain power, which is a win 5-4. Sorry, Gina.
That's okay. Next time.
Yeah, enjoy that medal, but no candy.
I'm the best.
Wow.
I'm the best.
I
should like Gina.
I cannot believe you got the collarbone's the weakest bone. I cannot believe you got that.
It's a long story, but in the world of wrestling, like when we practice certain strikes, or like be careful of hitting the collarbone because it's easy to break.
Oh, wow.
So that popped into my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So
I would have guessed fingers or toes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's best fish friend? I think you guys are thinking of the crab.
Flounder. The lobster. Yeah.
Flounder's fishy. From that show?
Yeah.
Oh, Tatum's got a stuffed animal of a flounder and always talks about flounder.
Well, maybe you should pay attention more to her.
I do. I just didn't pay attention to what crap she's watching.
That's fair. And then what is the national animal of India? It's a tiger.
Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Well, congrats, Steve. You still beat Gina by one.
And that's impressive about Mariah Carey, I have to say.
It's because of that stupid Christmas song.
Yep, yep.
She's unthawing right now, you guys. It's almost
she
done.
Really
she's
is.
She's unthawing.
I know.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th at Showbox Soto. That is a Friday night, by the way, Friday the 13th. Ooh. And the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. We got to have everybody packing out this house because everything is going to be performed live. You get to watch the sound effects performed by the Foley artists, which is always a highlight. The Barbershop Quartet, always backed by popular demand. The KISW New Originals will be playing all the music.
It's just, and it's always a train wreck. And that's always the fun part, especially now that alcohol is more involved because it's at night and the alcoholics are drinking. Both shows are drinking. Ryan Castle, of course, is drinking. I mean, but it could be 5 in the morning. Ryan Castle's always drinking. It's going to be a great time.
Get all those tickets secured now at KISW.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.